Bris Mila tips. Hatafas Dam Bris. What is Hatafas Dam Bris? Hatafas Dam Bris is a quick procedure in which a minimal amount of blood is drawn from the circumcision scar of a circumcised male, which turns his circumcision into a valid Bris Mila. In some cases it is done on an adult, and in some cases it is done on a child. In all cases, the experience is relatively painless. Babies typically don't react to it, and the adults I've done it to have told me they were anticipating something very difficult and traumatic, but it was really nothing. Why would a Hatafas Dam be mandated? Because a circumcision is not automatically a Bris Mila. Dam Bris, the blood of the covenant, is an essential component of what differentiates between a circumcision and a Bris Mila. We will now explore the circumstances under which a circumcised male would need to undergo the procedure of a Hatafas Dam in order to draw out the symbolic blood of the covenant, in order to symbolically turn a circumcision into a kosher Bris Mila. There are four categories of individuals who would require Hatafas Dam. The most obvious is a person undergoing conversion who was circumcised before his conversion process began. In America, it will often be the case that a person was circumcised as an infant. Since conversion is a personal decision that usually follows an adult thought process, obviously the circumcision did not take place with the covenant of Bris Mila in mind. While a non-Jew who is not circumcised would need to have a full Bris Mila as part of the conversion, one who already is circumcised can't be circumcised again, but Hatafas Dam would draw out the minimal Dam Bris to turn his circumcision into a Bris Mila through the covenantal blood, the Dam Bris. Both the circumcision in this context and Hatafas Dam for conversion require the presence of a Beis Din, but it is only when we do the circumcision, the complete circumcision, that we say the bracha of Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav V'tzivanu Lamula Sagerim Ulatif Mimenu Dam Bris Shalmali Dam Bris Lanizkayim U'Shamayim V'Aretz Baruch Atah Hashem Karei Tzabaris, in which we invoke the concept of drawing out the blood of the covenant Hatafas Dam. This bracha, however, is not recited when we do only the Hatafas Dam. The second category requiring Hatafas Dam is a person about whom it is somehow known that he had a bloodless circumcision. While this circumstance is largely impossible because just about every procedure will have some blood, there are some circumstances in which the excision of the orla itself will not be accompanied by any bleeding. This is possible with some of the clamps that exist in the market today. Now, if according to one's definition of a kosher bris, that blood needs to be drawn from the edge of the orla, or a clamp could not have been used at all, so if blood was not drawn from the edge of the orla because of the clamp, or just the fact that the clamp was used makes the bris invalid, then a Hatafas Dam would validate the circumcision and turn it into a kosher bris. The third category consists of persons who were circumcised at a time which is invalid for doing a bris, namely before the eighth day of life or at night. While one would hope the circumcision need not be revisited, the bris itself needs to be forged. That can only be done during the daytime and after the eighth day. One would wait until the circumcision heals and then do the Hatafas Dam to rectify the situation. The last category is a person who is circumcised by an invalid operator, such as a non-Jewish physician. Rambam makes it clear that an akum lo yimol, a non-Jewish person, should not be doing the circumcision for the sake of the covenant for the bris. In this case, it doesn't matter when the circumcision was done. Even if it was done on the eighth day, in the daytime, it would still be invalid until Hatafas Dam would be performed. On the other hand, if the operator is Jewish, even if the person did not recite a bracha, the bris would be valid if they had it in mind for the circumcision, that it's fulfilling the mitzvah of milah, and it was done in the daytime on the eighth day or afterwards. When the Rambam writes who is permitted to do a bris, which is in the beginning of the second paragraph of Hilchos Milah, he says, HaKol K'sher Namul, everybody, meaning every Jew, is permitted to do the Bris Mila operation. V'afilu arel, v'eved, v'isha, v'katan, malam, makom she'inish. So obviously a man is the ideal mohel, a Jewish male. However, an arel, an uncircumcised Jew, and there are circumstances which would
render it actually forbidden to circumcise a Jewish male, which is not the topic of our discussion. The eved, the isha, the katan, and a servant who serves a Jewish home, and a woman, and a minor, a child who has not yet reached the age of bar mitzvah. All of these people, if there is no male around to perform the circumcision, meaning Jewish male, such as a mohel, to perform the circumcision, if they know how, then they are permitted to do the circumcision. In any of those cases, hatafas dam bris would not be required. Again, in this last category, hatafas dam would only be required if the operator was a non-Jew. Now, I don't know how it came about, but perhaps on account of a large misunderstanding in the realm of medical procedures and the ways of physicians, there are many Jews today, not Orthodox, but many Jews, who believe that the only person fit to do a circumcision is a doctor. Now, this is a subject of a different discussion that I'm not going to be discussing in this venue. Anybody who's listening to this is most likely Orthodox and is certainly going to be using a mohel to do a bris. But in any event, on account of this belief, it has gone around that, quote, if you have a doctor circumcise your baby, you can call a mohel who will come and do the blessings and make the bris okay. I have literally had dozens of people call me after their baby has already been circumcised without any contact beforehand. They never asked me about any methods, about whether they trust the mohel, etc. But they say something like, our baby was circumcised in the hospital. We heard you can come and do something, say the blessings or something to make it all good. This is so unfortunate. We, as a community, have to do our part to educate the fringe Jews in our lives that this is not the proper way. People who have medical concerns about mohels versus doctors should be encouraged to have the important conversations with friends and with mohels and with doctors before their baby is born in order to make the best decision as to how to give the child his bris. Now, technically, they are right. If a baby is circumcised already, hatafas dam can be done to make it good. And as I mentioned, there would not be a blessing. But everyone needs to understand that doctors, neither doctors or mohels, are perfect. We're all human. We all have good track records, but nobody's perfect. So anyone who's on the fringes and doesn't know what to do should certainly do as much research as possible. Don't trust a mohel just because he's experienced. And don't trust a doctor just because he happens to be a physician. Do your research. Find out what needs to be done for your sake, for your baby's sake, for your family, and proceed accordingly. And finally, a word on the significance that hatafas dam can carry. There's a comedian named Yisrael Campbell, he's a convert, who has a one-man show in which he describes his three conversions. His first conversion was reform, the second was conservative, and his third, and the way in which he lives his life now, is Orthodox. And the first time he underwent a conversion, he had to be completely circumcised. But for his next two conversions, he had to undergo hatafas dam. And he describes the procedures as his three circumcisions, and it's very funny the way that he does that. But more to the point, I often get calls from couples in which the father is Jewish and his wife or his girlfriend is not Jewish. They want me to do the bris. The problem is that as the mother is not Jewish, the child is not Jewish. And while the Gemara does present arguments such as Zuchusulo and Ger Katan, Mabilin Osadas Bezdin, which may leave open the possibility that it's good to be a Jew and we can take the responsibility of making this child a Jew, I don't believe these arguments apply in these cases. What merit is there for a child with a non-Jewish mother who is not automatically Jewish by birth to be a Jew? To have the responsibilities of a Jew and the label of a Jew according to halacha when his parents are not doing what is right for him to be raised in an ideal Jewish environment? This is obviously the subject of a different discussion. In simple terms, I don't want to be the one who goes on record approving such a union and who is the number to call because I might have given a similar approval to this child's Jewishness. No amount of money is worth such a responsibility to me. Now, I don't know the people who call me. I don't intend to follow up on how they're going to raise their child. So instead, I offer the following piece of information. I'll say something like this. You live in America where you can easily get your child circumcised by a physician. You can even get your insurance to pay for it. In this way, you've gotten the circumcision part, which is, by the way, easily the biggest concern for people. They don't want their child to have to deal with this when he's older. So you've gotten the circumcision part out of the way, and if the child one day wants to pursue a Jewish identity and to undergo a conversion process, all he'll need to do, bris-wise, is hatafas dam. It will be part of his choice, part of his process, and it will be meaningful to him in his own Jewish journey. And at that stage, as I mentioned at the outset, he won't even feel it anyway. Now, of course, if they find a moel to do the bris as a milah l'shem gerus, as a circumcision for the sake of conversion, the child would not need hatafas dam bris later. But his parents are putting a responsibility on the child that they are not taking for themselves, and the moel, who is pocketing a circumcision fee, is really helping no one but himself. Normally, hatafas dam is meant to be on a bidyavet situation, but I feel in this last case, it should be the lecharchila situation. Aim to need to do hatafas dam one day. Should this child, when he grows up, be looking to explore a Jewish identity, he will be better for it, and the mohel, whoever he may be, or you may be, will be able to look himself in the mirror and say, I did good today, and I guided them in the proper direction.